Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song. I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone.
Texan George Strait has never won a Grammy Award during his 3 decades in country music. This year, he received 4 nominations to lead the contenders in the country field. The title track from his Troubadour album earned him a mention in the Best Male Country Vocal Performance category, which also includes Trace Adkins, Jamie Johnson, James Otto, and Brad Paisley. Strait has 2 nominations for Best Country Collaboration with Vocals. He shares a nod with Kenny Chesney for their duet Shift Work, and with Patti Loveless for House of Cash. And in the Best Country Album category, Strait faces Patti Loveless, Randy Travis, Jamie Johnson, and Trisha Yearwood.
This was bound to happen. It was just a matter of time. This town is just too small for us to really say goodbye. You're smiling that smile that you get when you're nervous, like you don't quite know what to do. But this is me you're talking to. This is me you're talking to.
Trisha Yearwood is another leading country nominee. In addition to her Best Country Album nod for Heaven, Heartache, and the Power of Love, Trisha's ballad This Is Me You're Talking To is nominated for Best Female Country Vocal Performance against tracks by Martina McBride, Leanne Womack, Carrie Underwood, and Leanne Rimes. Trisha's duet with Keith Urban, Let the Wind Chase You, is up for Best Country Collaboration with Vocals.
Why don't you stay? I'm down on my knees. I'm so tired of being lonely. Don't I give you what you need? When she calls you to go, there is one thing you should know. We don't have to live this way. Baby, why don't you stay? Yeah.
Sugarland's Jennifer Nettles is also nominated for 3 Grammy Awards. They include the Songwriter's Best Country Song Honor and Best Country Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocals for Stay. Sugarland earned its 2nd nomination in the Best Country Collaboration category for the live track Life in a Northern Town, which also features Jake Owen and Little Big Town. The Best Country Collaboration category also includes Robert Plant and Alison Krauss's duet Killing the Blues from their album Raising Sand. That album brought the pair 4 other nominations in non-country categories. With 21 trophies, Alison has won more Grammy Awards than any other female artist. Lady Antebellum is the only country act mentioned in the all-genre Best New Artist category. The trio faces Adele, Duffy, the Jonas Brothers, and Jasmine Sullivan. And Lady Antebellum's debut top 5 hit, Love Don't Live Here, is a contender for Best Country Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocals. Alabama native Jamie Johnson has had only 2 country hits since arriving on the scene in 2005. However, this year's Grammy voters were impressed with his latest studio project, That Lonesome Song. He's among the 5 finalists for Best Country Album. Jamie also received nominations for Best Country Song and Best Male Country Vocal Performance for the album's top 10 single, In Color. I'm Mary Morningstar.
I said, Grandpa, what's this picture here? It's all black and white, and it ain't real clear. Is that you there? He said, yeah, I was 11. And times were tough back in 35. That's me and Uncle Joe just trying to survive a cotton farm and a Great Depression. If it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids trying to save each other. You should have seen it in color.